Longtime Giants catcher Buster Posey has announced that he is opting out of the 2020 baseball season amid concerns over coronavirus risks. Posey also revealed today that the decision comes as he and his wife adopt identical twin girls, girls who were born prematurely and therefore have compromised immune systems. Joining us with more on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline is Giants president and CEO Larry Bear. Mr. Bear, thanks for being with us. You and the Giants today were unambiguous in your support of Buster and his decision. Talk about that response from the organization, if you would.
Sure, and thanks for having me on. This was a personal decision, and we have so much respect for Buster and Kristen. We've been with them for 12 years, and frankly, any player that had this was in the situation and this was their decision, we would respect it. Buster and Kristen have done so much in their work here in San Francisco locally with raising money for pediatric cancer and being involved in the community with UCSF and with their foundation that all we could do was embrace them and wish them the very best. And their twin daughters, we know we just pray for their health and the Posey family. We look forward to having Buster back next year, but really respect the decision.
What is next for the team as you look to fill Posey's roster spot?
Well, that, of course, is going to be an active pursuit and an interesting question. I mean, we have players now that are going to be competing for it, and it's possible we could go further inside. We have five catchers on the roster, and as you know, it's you're allowed to bring 60 players in. We have 58 in, so we have some capacity to go outside or inside the Giants organization to add a catcher. And I think, Farhan, our head of baseball ops, was saying that we will most likely go to a sixth. And I know what your next question will be, and that is, will Joey Bart be the one that becomes the next Giants catcher this year? And that's going to be a decision, obviously, that will be made as we go through the workouts here a couple of weeks before opening day. But I know we want to develop Joey Bart in the proper manner and don't want this decision to skew that.
Let me ask you about the bigger picture of this rather unusual season as it continues to unfold. How comfortable are you with the way things are playing out in terms of testing, safety for your players, safety for the organization, safety for fans, and so forth?
Well, this is a very difficult situation, and our hearts go out to the community and everybody in society globally that's dealing with this. I think that it's a very difficult to make it work for any of the leagues, but I think that the protocols that baseball has taken, the central protocols, there were some glitches early, but they really seem to be working pretty well now. We've had successful days of camp. The overall numbers of positive tests were released today, and those were numbers that reflected once players got to camp, and it was under 2% positive. So I think we have a real chance to bring the fans and some joy through their television sets and radio. You mentioned the fans. I mean, the fans will not be in the ballpark with us at the beginning of the season, and most likely we won't have fans through the season. And I think we're resigned to that. At least the Giants are, just out of an abundance of caution and health and safety protocols.
When you look at Buster Posey's situation with these brand new newborn baby girls, medically fragile, it's some very unique circumstances for him. But overall, it was a concern for his family. What do you think? Do you think that his decision is going to make it easier for others to make a similar decision?
Well, I think that, everybody has their own set of personal values, obviously, but remember, this is a unique circumstance with Buster and Kristen. I mean, they literally are just now adopting, and the babies, as he mentioned in his call with the press today, are in the NICU right now. So, it's an extraordinary situation, but certainly we would never tell a player or try to persuade a player not to to take this approach if it's what he and his family felt was the right thing to do. Family first, and life is more precious than any occupation.
And as you continue to watch the season unfold, are there certain metrics you are keeping a close eye on? Are there thresholds that you would look at that you'd give you pause to whether or not things are moving forward in a safe way?
Well, yes. I mean, I think that the numbers of positive tests obviously is one, and that's baseball. Major League Baseball is releasing those centrally, I believe, every Friday. So there was a release today, and it was, as I said, it was in the 1%, 1.5% range. And I think, you know, as we play the games, we have to make sure that all the social distancing, you know, among the players, the staff, et cetera, is appropriate. I have to tell you that the ballpark is really in a you know, kind of lockdown mode where only essential employees are there. So not only are there not fans, I mean, Giants front office, unless you have to be there, unless you are, you know, working in the clubhouse, unless you are working, you know, groundskeeper preparing the field or those kinds of tasks, you are not going to be at the ballpark. So we really think that we're taking as much caution as possible, very tough standards on travel as well. So, you know, we're just going to make sure that the players, and the players have been great because the players have been honoring it and you know, have been really, you know, very, very careful.